Tom, I guess this day is unfolding like many forecasters predicted, which is we're going to have to wait a little bit here.
I think it's a really, really dangerous statement. You're right, Paul. There's no question about it. A lot of people predicted we would be here. I've been focused, folks, you know, looking at the minutiae of a dribble of votes coming in from Michigan. The idea, Paul, that we'll see not a dribble, but a statement by Wisconsin as well. Georgia waking up on this Wednesday morning, and they have made clear they're going to have results, I don't know, at some point as they open at 8:30 Wall Street time. And then, Paul, there's Pennsylvania, which I think is going to try to count votes before the Phillies win the World Series.
Exactly. And the good folks in Philadelphia, they're saying, hey, we're going to count every single vote here. So and when we're ready to announce, we'll announce, but we're going to count every vote. So it's coming down to, I guess, again, Tom, what a lot of prognosticators said is going to be a very tight race, and we're just going to have to be patient here. Greg Giroux, Bloomberg Government Elections Reporter, joins us here. Greg, what's the latest from your perspective as you woke up this morning, if you ever even went to sleep last night? What's your feeling this morning?
Well, I did not go to sleep, and I guess I can sleep when I'm dead. But it was a good morning, so far for Joe Biden. He got a nice boost in Wisconsin when Kenosha County and Green Bay reported. Those were some outstanding areas where that hadn't reported some votes. So he's now has a slight lead in Wisconsin, and he's catching up to the president and about to overtake him in Michigan. We still have a lot of urban centers that have to report a lot of votes there. And if Biden can hold Nevada, where he has a very small lead, and if he can win Wisconsin and Michigan, that would be a path to exactly 270 electoral votes. And he could still lose Georgia, North Carolina, and Pennsylvania, which haven't been called either, of course. You've got over a million votes left to count in Pennsylvania. Trump has a pretty sizable lead there, so it remains to be seen if those Democratic leaning mail votes in Pennsylvania are enough to offset enough for Biden to offset the president's advantage. But there is a path for Biden to get to 270 with Nevada, Michigan, and Wisconsin.
Greg, what's the reasonable path for the president to get to 270?
Well, a path for him would be to keep Michigan or Wisconsin out of Biden's hands and to hold Georgia, North Carolina, and Pennsylvania. So Michigan is still, the president still has a small lead. The challenge for the president is that he's got a lot of outstanding ballots. I don't know exactly how many, but in like areas like Wayne County, Detroit, Oakland County, a suburb that used to vote Republican is now voting Democratic. The mail-in vote here is going to trend Democratic, and the president is at risk of losing his lead in Michigan.
But Greg, how am I, and I, this is a totally unfair question, but hey, we're all exhausted. Greg, how much Democratic, because we've been seeing here and there, like Biden 80%, Trump 20%, Biden 90%, Trump 10%. Do you anticipate that in these urban areas, or could it be much, much tighter and benefit the president?
That's a very good question. I think it will depend on the jurisdiction, but we are seeing some, I think in Pennsylvania, it could trend very strongly pro-Biden. And we looked at some, I looked at some mail-in ballots, like in Erie, for example, I think were trending, I think, at least 3-1 for Biden. I mean, that's the sort of margin he would need to try and overcome the president in Pennsylvania. It remains to be seen if that can happen. But, Wisconsin, the Green Bay vote, the Kenosha vote, was much more strongly pro-Biden than the vote that had been reported on election night. So, it could be. We just have to wait and see, though, what jurisdictions are out and how many votes have to report.
Yeah. Tell me about Georgia. That's come on the radar here, folks. I mean, folks, here's the way it works. We've got a whole team helping us, and that's great. And we sort of go to the immediate fire, to put it out in terms of a news sense. And that's been Wisconsin, and then it's been Michigan, and maybe before that it was Nevada. And all of a sudden, Greg Giroux, in the last 60 minutes, it's Georgia. I think it's 104,000 gap. Everyone focused on Atlanta. Well, as Atlanta down there. Is that distinctive to Georgia? Is there a special Georgia twist?
The county we're watching in Georgia is Fulton County, which includes Atlanta and its suburbs, heavily Democratic. Biden has 72% of the vote there compared to 27%, and that vote is still incomplete there. We don't know precisely how many votes are left in Fulton, but that is certainly going to eat considerably into the president's lead in Georgia, which, as you noted, is about 100,000 votes. And we're going to look at some other urban centers as well, like Savannah, for example, which could be the Democratic votes divided there. That's why Georgia is too close to home.
Greg, just quickly here, given what we know about these various states here, what's your best guess as to when, as a country, we will know the results of the presidential election?
Well, I think we'll probably know a lot more by the end of in the next 24 to 48 hours, certainly by the end of the week. I've kind of lost all concept of time the last 24 hours, but we are going to get, I think, a decent number of votes counted in Michigan today. I think we should get another batch in Wayne County. A lot more votes in Pennsylvania should be counted over the next 24, 48 hours. But votes in Pennsylvania can be, so long as they were cast, by mail before Election Day, they can be received and tallied up until Friday. So they can't count what they have at
right. Well, Greg, thank you so much. Greg Giroux, greatly appreciated, truly expert on our election dynamics.